Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
As every Friday, though, it's time for Do I Have a Case with attorney Keith Figured. Keith, thanks for joining the Rob O'Donnell Show this week.
How you doing, Rob? Pleasure to be here.
Good. Great weather up by you, I'm sure. Hopefully not too much rain this weekend.
Nah, actually got a little drizzle now. I'm hoping it clears up. I'm going to try to, stocking Francis Slocum tomorrow. So maybe do a little trout fishing.
There you go. Great weekend of that. All right, so right into the first question here, and I'm going to add a caveat to it as well, but something that I saw recently with a municipal meeting. What remedy, if any, would I have from a city or the state for damages caused to my car by a pothole on one of their roads? If someone does have a remedy, what's the best way to proceed? Now, I was watching, it was the City of Scranton council meeting, and they have a hotline to report potholes. But the city council didn't seem to know what happened with the information that was given to that hotline. So I'm sure you'll bring it there ever, but usually an email or something on paper would be best, not to just leave a message on one of the hotlines, because they admitted themselves they don't know what happens to it if it's documented as such, and you're going to need that if you look to pursue. Am I wrong there?
No, you're correct, and I'll get into that when we get into a little bit of the analysis. But one of the things that's required to pursue, well, it's difficult to pursue property damages, but if there's an injury, is that a lot of times these municipalities have to have written notice of the pothole and a time or a reasonable time to fix it. There's other elements, which, again, I said I'll get into, but you are correct. I mean, anytime I specifically have my clients communicate either with their employer or whomever, where I may not be able to communicate, I always advise them to communicate in writing. That's the best way.
All right. So how do you pursue something like this? Yeah.
All right. So in terms of this specific question for the remedy, so the first issue that you have, particularly with state roads, which are managed by PennDOT, you have what's called sovereign immunity. So under Pennsylvania law, the Commonwealth is generally immune from liability for, and this is the key word, property damage caused by potholes, sinkholes, or other conditions created by natural elements. That means that basically the claims for vehicle damages on state roads, whether it be highways or roads maintained by the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation, are almost always denied unless exceptional circumstances apply. Now, the only exceptions that I could see, particularly for state roads, is for bodily injury. The law allows a claim for personal injuries caused by a pothole, but only if a certain number of elements are met. First, a pothole created a reasonably foreseeable risk of injury. So that could basically be based on the size of the pothole or the depth of it. The Commonwealth had, this is the second prong, is that the Commonwealth had actual written notice of the pothole, a prior report to PennDOT, and a reasonable amount of time to fix it, but failed to do so. And then lastly, even though bodily injury is recoverable, property damage is explicitly excluded from that exception. So car damage claims are not recovered. Now, city roads are a little bit different because in municipalities like Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, they may be liable for vehicle damage caused by potholes on city-maintained streets, not state roads, under certain conditions, and they fall under what's called the Political Subdivision Tort Claims Act. And now under there, to succeed, similar requirements, a pothole was on a city street, the city had actual notice, a prior report of the pothole or constructive notice. The pothole was so obvious and existed for so long that the city should have known about it, would amount to constructive notice. Now, and then finally, the city failed to repair the pothole within a reasonable time. Now, even in this circumstance, there's still limits on recovery. So even if liability is established, the city often only pays out the amount of your car insurance deductible or the fair market value of the damage if it's less than the deductible. It seems that they may pay the lower of two repair estimates if there is no collision coverage on the vehicle. So now in terms of, just to cover a couple things, if you have a claim, I mean, the best thing, and this gets into some of those numbers and that you were mentioning as well, because there are also numbers for the state. But potential remedies, you can file a claim with the state. I believe they have it's called the Bureau of Finance and Risk Management. I don't know if that's completely applicable, but I did see reference to that. You can file a claim with the city roads, as indicated. If there is a hotline, if you do call the hotline, maybe you want to get an email or an email address so you can follow up with a correspondence to confirm your conversation, whoever you spoke with. Also, then, you're putting them on notice of that pothole. It may not help you, but it could help somebody else that subsequently gets injured if that written notice is on file. But, I mean, the most practical remedy is to often go through your own collision coverage. That's going to be primarily where something like this is covered. I mean, there's a couple other things as far as, like I said, some other I was trying to see, there was a hotline. I think it was 1-800-FIX-ROAD, something like that, that if you do, that's another hotline for the state that you can contact to report potholes. But the bottom line is, and then you also want to take evidence of the pothole, pictures or damage, and make sure you have, you don't want to get the car fixed on your own, because, again, you want to have that estimate if you are going to try to pursue it. But bottom line is, my reading of this is, it's very difficult to recover property damage, and even if you can, it's limited. So the best course of action is to pursue it under your collision coverage, which hopefully you have. And then it looks like the only potential remedy is if you do have the coverage, if there's a specific in the city providing for a recovery. But again, that's going to be limited to probably the deductible.
All right. Next question. What is the benefit to having an attorney to apply for Social Security disability benefits? What is the customary compensation for such representation?
All right, so for purposes of Social Security, the first thing that I tell a lot of clients that call me for purposes of Social Security, if they're initially applying, is that, to be upfront with them, they don't really need me at that juncture. Now, sometimes they might be in a state where they just absolutely need help. But the reason for that is the initial application for Social Security is merely filling out an application and submitting that through the Social Security government website. And they're going to be signing authorizations and a number of documents to allow them to get their records. The state will, or the Social Security Administration will get each of the records. And the reason I say they don't need an attorney at that point is because there's no hearing. There's really only the filling out of the application, and then the Social Security judge, the administrative law judge, is going to make a determination. If they make a favorable determination at that point, again, with no hearings and not much really to be done other than to help them fill out the application, I don't really, at least for me, I don't think, you know, it's necessary to get involved and take a fee. I usually tell them to go through the process, fill everything out initially, and then if there's usually a reconsideration step. Sometimes they may reach out, want to give counsel for that. Again, that's just a matter of reapplying and asking them to take a second reconsideration, maybe supplying additional records, but you really don't get to a hearing where an attorney is going to attend and actually conduct a hearing and possibly submit a brief until you get to the appeal process. So a lot of times I'll advise a client to go through that process initially. However, if they receive a denial letter, that's when they would want to reach out to me. Now, in the limited circumstances where maybe there's, and again, if there's severe disability, it may be even easier to get it, but sometimes people are just adamant at wanting help at that phase. So, I mean, the limited help in terms of the application would be merely just the accuracy of submitting the application and making sure you put as much in there that the judge is going to look at to possibly help in making the determination and be successful. But the problem is if they are successful, then there is going to be a fee, and this goes to the last part of the question, which is the amount of the fee. Now, it's different than workers' comp, whereas workers' comp is a 20% or a contingent fee that's ongoing for the duration of the benefits once attached. For Social Security, it's a set amount. So when you actually apply for purposes of Social Security, it goes based on the back pay. So it would be either 25% of the back pay or, and I believe, I haven't looked at this and it changes, but the last time I looked at it, the fee is capped at $7,200. So basically it would be either that 25% of the back pay up to $7,200. If there was any other pay past that point, then that would be the total amount of the fee.
All right, Keith, we're going to leave it there. We'll leave the last question for next week because we ran a little long here. If people want to get in touch with you about a question they may not want public, how do they do that?
They can reach out to me directly via my phone. It is my direct dial, so it comes right to me at 570-954-9299. They can contact me through my website. There's a spot on there to submit an inquiry 24/7 at figuredlaw.com, and they could send an inquiry to my email at keith@figuredlaw.com.
And again, if you want a question featured on a segment of Do I Have a Case, you can email me at rob.odonnell@odyssey.com, and we'll make sure we get one of those questions to Keith in a future segment. Keith, you have a great weekend. Thanks for joining us this week.
You as well, Rob. As I say, always a pleasure to be here with you and your listeners. I hope everybody has a nice weekend.
Thank you, Keith. You too. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 525, 46 degrees still on this Friday, November 21st. You can call or text 570-883-0098. Let's go to the phone now. We have Larry from Plymouth. Larry, how are you on this Friday?
I'm doing pretty good, Rob.
All right.
But you had that lawyer on talking about potholes. It's very hard to get any compensation for hitting a pothole. But I'll tell you what you can get compensation for. Is guardrail. Now, I don't know if you know, people call it guardrail. It's not called guardrail anymore, Rob. It is called guide rail. And you know why?
Because it's not guarding you for anything. It's just supposed
exactly.
to guide you.
Exactly. About back in 1984, a guy hit, you remember the old cable? Cable guide rail.
Yes.
Guardrail. A young guy hit that. And he went through it down an embankment, got killed. When it went to court, his lawyer said that didn't guard him from anything. And that's when they changed it to guide rail. It is supposed to guide you down the road. And that was my job. I was in charge of having the guide rail repaired for 26 years. And but here's one thing. If you hit the guide rail, and you you call up the office. They have somebody on the radio all the time. They put it in a logbook. If they log that, and somebody else goes through that, and it's not repaired in 2 weeks, you can sue them. And I'm telling everybody, sue them. And I'm going to tell you why, because I have a bone to pick with PennDOT. When I was working there, the last 2 years before I retired, there were two assistant manager jobs that came open. I took the civil service test for them, and I had the highest score in District 4, which is six counties. Rob, I didn't even get a stinking interview. And that will bug me till the day I die.
Larry, they have you didn't know the guy. You got to know the guy.
That is exactly. And I knew who was going to get the jobs. And but that was it. And I said, I will be peed off about that till the day I die. They stink. PennDOT's a lousy organization. And right now, the people they're hiring, they think they don't have to work. They're not doing anything. Nothing. And I talked to the old guys that were there when I was there. These guys aren't doing anything.
Larry,
They think it's a privilege.
Huh? Don't hold back now.
No, I'm not. Believe me, about that, I will not hold back. I said, at least one thing, I had fights with a lot of them guys. And you know what, Rob? I'm an old guy, but I outlived every one of them.
There you go. you win in the end, Larry. You win.
Yeah. So it's good to talk to you, Rob.
I appreciate you calling in. Have a great evening.
You too. Thank you very much.
All right. Yeah, listen, that's the best revenge you could get. It's interesting because I get these yahoos on social media or text the text line here, and it's like, do you really think I give a crap about you once I leave here? I really don't. No, I don't. Listen, I take what I do very seriously. I enjoy all our listeners out there. But listen, if you just want to hate something, if you just want to be the opposite of whatever I am, listen, have at it. Because I'm the guy getting gas at Cheats, looking up at the sun, smiling with the sun hitting my face. Just ask the guy in the gas pump next to me that had to get shushed because he was ruining my moment.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
And listen, life's about that. I enjoy my life. I enjoy where I am in life. I do this because I like to do it. That's a thorn in a lot of people's side. It's a thorn in people's side that may listen and not like me. It's a thorn in people's side who text into the show. It's a thorn in people's side who have offices down the hall here. It's a thorn in a lot of people's side because, you know what? In the end, I really just don't care. I'll do it as long as I have fun doing it and as long as I enjoy doing it and as long as you guys keep giving me the feedback that you're giving me. And you do. I truly appreciate the listeners out there and the people who have grown. I mean, when I opened up my social media, you know, Facebook for me was just, you know, for my family and close friends. If I did not know you personally, you were not a friend of mine on Facebook. And I know a lot of you have followed my Facebook page. And if you send friend requests, I apologize if I haven't accepted those friend requests. That's just not what I do on social media. But, you know, I do pay attention to all your messages that you send me, good or bad. Listen, I pay attention. Constructive criticism is a great thing. I'm always interested in getting this show better, making it to something that you want to hear more like that. Like the history segment we did today on the Bill of Rights at 4 o'clock. And that'll be up on our social media pages if you missed that. So, oh, it's already up there, Jake said. He's on it today. We had a little glitch yesterday, so it took a little bit to get things up on the Facebook page. So our interview with Kevin Miller is up now as well. But, you know, I really, you know, I was listening to this news segment on how our youth today, how even their parents really don't have a good grasp of our founding documents. And that's a shame. You know, I remember as a kid, and you know, they tell the students the Bill of Rights. They have to recite them. Do you know what they are, if they are even doing that? But, you know, to go back and figure out where they came about, what was the arguments back then? The fact that the Bill of Rights was a compromise to pass the Constitution, the establishment of our nation, and to show how fragile we were at that time. And how that doc, listen, our founding documents, and I'm going to start to dig into it on a regular basis on the show, on a weekly basis, because you know, our founding documents are brilliant. The checks and balances that are built in, the 60 threshold vote in the Senate, the majority in the House, lifetime appointments for the Supreme Court. Supreme Court is the key word there. I don't believe in lifetime appointments for a lot of things, but the Supreme Court I do. And, you know, there may be a dynamic that you don't like right now, but that's going to change. That's going to be different. You know, 3 years ago, there was a Democrat president, there was a Democrat House and a Democrat Senate. And yes, we talked about the news and yes, I complained about things. And you were happy with the way things were going because your guys were in charge. And it's just that's flipped now. And that'll change again. And it'll change again. Hopefully we could find a more balanced government to where bipartisan compromise comes more into play rather than this back and forth. Because I could tell you the road we are headed down, and we've already seen it. Listen, the nuclear option, which gave us the Supreme Court makeup we have now, where Republicans told Democrat leader Harry Reid, you do not want to do this. You will not always be in power. This is going to backfire on you. It was said out loud on the floor of the Senate, and they did it anyway and rolled the dice. And look what happened. It turned out that Republicans got those three Supreme Court justices. You got your one at the time, but we got three after that. So it didn't work out for you. And now there's talk about doing away with the filibuster. And if it wasn't for Senator Sinema and Manchin, Democrats would have gotten rid of the filibuster. But they didn't, thanks to Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin. So they've already tried. And there was talk now by the president himself to do away with the filibuster from Republicans. And I'm 100% against that. But I believe when Democrats gain back control of the Senate, they are going to do away with the filibuster. And they say the first thing they're going to try and do is maybe institute Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C. as states. And then the dynamic in Washington changes totally. And then what they'll do, because, again, lifetime appointments to the Supreme Court is stacked the Supreme Court. Let's add three more justices to the Supreme Court. Well, you've just totally tore up the way our country is designed. And it is slowly destroying that. And it will. It will destroy it because now you have turned a constitutional republic into a simple democracy, which we are not and has never succeeded in life. Look at the history of pure democracies, 51%. So you mean to tell me if the simple majority of your neighbors don't want you to live next door to them anymore, they can say, well, you're gone. We're going to take your house. We're going to make it a park. That's not the way our government's supposed to work. And it gets abused. And then you have a hierarchy and a minority that sooner or later come to a precipice. And it'll be the end of our country. Hopefully we don't go there. Hopefully we don't go down those roads because our founding fathers were truly brilliant in the way they designed our constitutional republic. So we're going to start getting into those documents. In segments, weekly segments moving forward, because I think it's very important. You know, we understand that history and the struggles then, so hopefully we don't relive them now. It's 5:35 here at WILK. Time for the news with Paul Michaels.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. No, we don't have any tickets to give away. I apologize for that, but TSO is performing tomorrow. And again, there's traffic advisories all around the arena and adjoining areas for the 2:30 show and the 7 o'clock show. So avoid the arena area altogether if you want for the day. There's also the Scranton Parade in Scranton that kicks off at 9:30, but they will start lining up at 8 a.m. So again, avoid downtown Scranton. There'll be parking restrictions. So look out for signs if you're going to be down there. I will see you at the Scranton Parade if you're going to be down there. So hopefully you wave and say hi. I will be in the parade in the WILK Rob O'Donnell Show vehicle. And the Wilkes-Barre Parade will line up starting at 2 o'clock with the parade beginning at 3 o'clock at the intersection of South Main Street and South Street. The parade travels north along South Main Street around Public Square, passing the FM Kirby Center and then the reviewing stand, finally ending at the intersection of North Main Street and Union Street. So be aware of that. They will also have the tree lighting ceremony will take place after that. The 2025 Christmas tree is a 31-foot blue spruce donated by Holy Trinity Orthodox Church. The tree was planted by one of the church's oldest parishioners, who was 96 years old. He planted it in 1969. The tree will be lit by the parish and the church's parishioners. Polka Bansky will play during the ceremony on Public Square after the parade. Food, potato pancakes, wings, things, all sorts of stuff going on there. So lots going on. There'll be ice skating rink in Public Square as well. And just know that there'll be road closures beginning at 1:30 and we'll reopen at about 5 p.m. But you do have the tree lighting after that. So lots to do, Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, or if you're headed out to TSO, it's a great time to be in our area. It's just a nice time of the year. You got to love this time of year. Let me go to the phone. We have Larry from Scranton. Larry.
Hey, Rob.
How are you?
I was just wondering what you thought about the new law that our illustrious governor signed in, the Crown Law, about hairdos. Did you hear about that?
I did not.
Now you can wear your hair any way you want. You can have cornrows or whatever. You know, it's a cultural thing. But you can't be discriminated for wearing your hair any way you want in the workplace or wherever. So I guess what that means is I can put 40 pounds of mousse in my hair and have a spike like a unicorn and just go to work as everything is fine. And it seems to me like if you go to McDonald's and you walk in there and you see a guy with 600 pounds of mousse in his hair and he's working on your hamburger, do you think that's okay?
Well, the fact that you could wear your hair anywhere you want doesn't negate health code rules like wearing a hair net and such like that. I mean, there is already protections for this. It's called the Crown Act. I'm looking at it now, and it's a law that was recently passed.
This is drawing a fine line. This is crazy. They have to pass a law. You know what he's doing? He's searching for votes. That's what he's doing. He thinks everybody's stupid.
It doesn't affect me one way or another, and I'm not bothered by it one way or another. But the letter of the Crown Act basically says it prohibits discrimination based on hair texture, protective styles like braids, twists, or locks. So, hey, good for them. Again, when they're around food, when they're around things like that, they still have to wear protective hair nets. If you have a beard, you have to wear a beard net. And those things don't change because of this. So it really, Larry, it doesn't affect me one way or another.
Well,
and I'm not concerned about it.
I would look into that. I would look into that because if you have a beard and you want your beard long or short, maybe it does affect a net. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to do away with nets.
I don't see that anywhere in here.
Well, you wait. You wait and see.
Well,
you wait and see.
You know what my option is, Larry? When I walk into a place and they're not following health code rules, I can turn around, walk out, and not get anything from there. So
absolutely. That's why I never walk into them anyway.
Well,
I don't even go in there.
If you don't walk in, how do you know that there's anything wrong?
Because this is a law that is completely ridiculous. It's a law that if you want to wear your hair the way you want to wear it, you should be able to. You don't need a law.
Apparently the governor thought they did. So again, it doesn't affect me one way or another.
He's searching for votes. That's what he's doing.
Well, good luck to him. Larry, I appreciate you calling in.
Right.
Thank you. It's 5:46 here at WILK. Welcome back as we start to wind down the Rob O'Donnell Show for this Friday, November 21st, 2025. It is 5:50, 45 degrees outside right now. Again, let me tell you about my friends over at Monk Heating and Air Conditioning one last time. 24/7 service, 365 days a year, cool club maintenance plan, water heaters same day. They are Mitsubishi Diamond Elite contractors, trained premier comfort specialists. And again, I had them install one of those Mitsubishi electric heat pump systems, those split air ductless systems. These things are phenomenal. They do both heat, air conditioning, fan, dehumidification, you name it, it does it. And Rob Monk came out to the house, and again, their name's on everything they do, the Monk Heating and Air Conditioning. So Rob Monk came out, scanned each room, told me exactly what size unit we needed, showed me what it would look like, and when they came out to install it, it was all done in under 5 hours. And because they are Mitsubishi Diamond Elite contractors, you know it's installed right to the specifications. I can see the proof. My electric bills for the past 2 months using this system as my primary source of heat have been 17% lower than they were this time last year. And it's been cooler this year, which means we're running the heat more. So these systems are just that energy efficient. Plus, I get a tax rebate because of its energy efficient rating and a PP&L check in the mail for it being that energy efficient. So you keep winning with this kind of system. So check out Monk Heating and Air Conditioning at monkhvac.com. That's monkhvac.com to see what they can do for any heating and air conditioning needs that you may have. So check them out. Well, the TSA. You remember, well, you needed a real ID to fly, then, well, maybe you kind of didn't, but you had to jump through some more hoops or whatever, and the big push there. And then we're giving real IDs to non-domicile illegal immigrant terrorists. So is the real ID all it's cracked up to begin with? Well, the TSA could start to charge $18 to get through security without a real ID under a proposed rule. Yep, flyers without a real ID would need to use a biometric kiosk to get through airport security while paying a non-refundable fee. This is how they always get, it's not a tax, we're just going to charge you a fee. A fee for this, a fee for that. Airline passengers without a real ID could be forced to pay $18 to get through airport security under a new rule proposed by the TSA. The proposed rule was published in the Federal Registry Thursday, beginning a countdown during which the public will get a chance to make a comment on the proposal. Under the rule, if it's enacted, travelers without the correct documentation would have their identity verified at biometric kiosks before they're permitted to pass through airport security checkpoints. An $18 fee would be used to pay for the new technology operating these kiosks, according to the notice. The non-refundable fee would allow passengers to access TSA checkpoints for 10 days, according to the notice. So if you do it once, it should get you to and back from your destination.
In a statement, the TSA spokesman said more information on the move will be released soon. Oh, so we're going to, what are they, going through the Scranton government way of business? Once we pass it, then we'll tell you what's in it. That's what's happening right here in our own backyard, so who knows? The notice serves as the next step in a process in real ID compliance, which was signed into law more than 20 years ago and finally implemented in May of 2025. The TSA is working with stakeholders and partners to ensure both security and efficiency at our checkpoints. Additional guidance will be announced in the coming days. It's unclear when the TSA will begin implementing these new kiosks and the accompanying fee, if it's approved. Real ID is a federally compliant, state-issued license or identification card that Homeland Security says is more secure from a form of ID. After seeing what we saw this week as far as the commercial truck driver from Uzbekistan that's here illegally and on the terrorist watch list for his wanted, actually a wanted terrorist from his home country, has a commercial driver's license with the real ID credentials on it. Yeah, I find it hard to believe. Listen, there's a lot of answers that need to be here for us, for you or I, because we were really sold a bill of crap when it comes to the real ID. We were threatened. We were told this and that. I mean, real IDs aren't cheap. And then it was, oh, okay, well, what about all the poor disenfranchised people who can't get real IDs? Oh, we'll make them less expensive for people who could prove that they're financially distressed. But now we're just going to charge you $18 to get on a plane. But no, voting ID, nope, can't do that. Can't do that now. Why don't we just use the TSA kiosk to help you vote? That would be good, right? Oh, you just can't make this stuff up. Will an $18 fee, I mean, it's too late to have you call in and such like that, but you could think about it. Will paying an $18 fee force you to go out and say, I mean, if you travel more than 3 times a year, cost-wise, it's better just to go get a real ID. But again, you know, I saw the struggle for real IDs. I mean, it really wasn't a problem for my wife and I. But my daughters, they had to come back with different forms of identification. And they had passports. They had their regular Pennsylvania driver's license, birth certificates, social security cards, mail. Yeah, they had some bills. But, I mean, what kind of 16-year-old or 17, and this when they got their real ID, 16 or 17-year-old really has bills coming to the house. So it's interesting because if you ever sit at the DMV, and I've had to go to the DMV, not just sit there, but for DMV reasons. But if you sit there and listen to the people at the desk, especially people who are not native-born Americans and get their IDs, I mean, they're showing magazine subscriptions with their name on it, an address to get ID. And I'm watching them accept it for things. Now, that's not the real ID, but to get the Pennsylvania ID or a driver's license, that's what they're using. It's 5:57 here at WILK. We'll be back. Well, that's it for us here at the WILK Rob O'Donnell Show on this Friday, November 21st. I just got the best text message ever from my wife. She said, "Hey, baby, as soon as you're done with work, FaceTime your grandson. He's been crying for you for the past hour." You got to love that, right? See, I FaceTime my little buddy every day. We have some serious conversations, so I guess he misses me. Have a great weekend. God bless. Be safe. We will see you on Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.